You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 112. Hey everybody, Kayla Lord's here with the one, the only, the guy still wearing a Santa hat.
Ho, ho, ho.
John Brownstone. This week, we're talking about the process of easing back into DS and BDSM after you've been away for a while. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at lovingbdsm.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review wherever you listen to us to help other kinksters find us. You can follow the show on Twitter at LovingBDSM, on FetLife at LovingBDSMPC, or on Instagram at LovingDS and the number one, LovingDS1, that handle I still hate. All links are in the show notes. I sounded like a damn grown-up doing that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Wow. Wow. I should have breakdowns in the kitchen while I cook breakfast more often. We'll talk about that later.
Keep going.
So we do have some announcements. Just a reminder, we are taking the last week of December, first week of January off from everything but the community, because we pretty much don't ever take a true break from the community.
Correct.
So there won't be any blog posts if I can make myself not do it. And there definitely won't be any podcast episodes.
Seeing is believing on that one.
I know. But it's so hard. I love to write, and I always feel like if I'm gone for even 5 minutes, I will be forgotten. And I know me. If I can figure out a way to schedule stuff ahead of time, I might. But I won't actually sit down. I don't know. We're taking a break. So the last episode you'll hear for 2017 will be the Friday before Christmas.
Correct.
Right. And then we'll be back the second Friday in January. That's when we'll be back.
Correct.
Right. Yes. Okay. So then the next announcement is for our Kinky Fuckery paid members, of which we would love for there to be way more of you than there are. The last live stream of 2017 is the Dom meeting, the meeting for anybody who identifies as a top or Dom in some way at some point. That is Saturday, December 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's the live stream. But if you can't make that because of time zones and, you know, life and the holidays, it will be available.
It will be there.
It'll be there to watch later. And we know that we have members who go back and watch those videos later because China Doll has not been able to watch for the past couple months. And she kind of, I guess, had some time and went through.
That's right. And she binge watched.
Yes. I know. I love you, Daddy, and I know you love me. Like, there's never any doubt.
Okay,
and yet,
but...
Right, I don't see either of us ever sitting through listening to the other for that amount of time. Do we just not love each other enough, and our members love us more? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I could see you now, after 3 hours of me talking, tell me to shut the hell up. That you love me, but just shut the hell up.
Right.
Right. And I can't.
I love you, but enough is enough.
Right. I think you said that to me the other day, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Next announcement. We're moving on from that. I have, if through Loving BDSM, not through any of the other things I do, but through Loving BDSM, we have two surveys going right now. One,
yes.
I know, a guy went on a kick, but I also wanted to know. So it started with the newsletter survey. So if you have subscribed to our newsletter, the first to let you know about the survey went out a week ago. I'm going to send it out a couple more times. So if you're a new subscriber, you will see this as well. But I'm trying to make sure that I'm sending you what you want through email, because I watch the numbers and I see how the list grows, but the rate of the things not just being opened, because there's kind of an industry standard that not everybody is going to open every email. Nobody expects that, but it's how often something gets clicked on. And if nobody's clicking on anything, then that tells me it's not actually very useful or helpful. So we've got a survey for the newsletter. So if you're subscribed to the newsletter, you will, if you haven't already, get that link by email a couple of times through the end of the year. And then for 2018, I'll compile those results and make adjustments if I need to. And it looks like there needs to be some adjustments, and we'll work that out. There is a second, way bigger survey, because the potential pool of people is way bigger, for the community and the website. And that is because we are trying to provide resources and education and help. and it's not just us, you know, talking about our own lives like we might do on our own private blog. I definitely want to get feedback from people of what you want. Now, I want to know, even if you don't think anything should change, I need to know that too, because if all I hear are from people who want everything to change, I will think everything needs to change. So even if you're perfectly happy with everything, please, please, please take the survey. We will link to it in the show notes. It is on our blog. I've been tweeting it out. It's if you follow us on Twitter, we need to get it on FetLife, I'm sure. But the reason being, we want to make sure that we are a useful resource and tool for you. Some of you listen to us because you're entertained, and some of you are here to learn something. And we want to make sure we're touching on the topics that the majority of people want. Now, I've already gone through some of the results, and some things we're just not going to be able to do because it's not something we're capable of. And some things we can't do, but I have ideas about how they can get done.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to take those results.
You need to share those results with me. I haven't seen them.
I know. And we're going to share them with everybody. But yes, I know. I'm hoping for more. What I'm hoping for on that big one is for more people to take the survey so I get a better sample.
Better snapshot.
Of what people are looking for. So that is, please take that one. I may put that in, link to that one as well in the next newsletter because we definitely want your feedback. It's primarily about the website in general, but there are a couple of questions about if you're a community member too. So if you're a free member and then if you're a paid member, and I didn't go into a lot of details on that one because some of that stuff we are still figuring it ourselves and, you know, but it's like 10 questions. I looked at the preliminary results. It takes people on average 3 minutes to do it. And the newsletter one is like 5 or 6 questions. It takes on average 1 minute to do. So I'm asking for less than 5 minutes of your life. That's it. That's all I need. So please, please, please take our surveys. The links are in the show notes. We'll email them out. If you're on the newsletter, you can go to livingbdsm.net and find the website survey. So those are our announcements. That's plenty of freaking announcements. So we should probably get into our actual episode now.
Yeah. Why are we here?
I don't know. Why is anybody here? Don't send me through an existential crisis. I can only handle one of those a day, okay? And I've already had it.
Just think 42.
Yeah, I know. The meaning of life.
Right. 42. Life, universe, and everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
We need to watch that movie again, and I need to read those books again. Okay, so we have totally gone down a rabbit hole. So this particular episode was inspired by several messages that between the two of us, we have received.
Yeah.
I know of at least one person because I think their message was the most recent. And I think what I'm trying to say to that person is, look, you're not alone. A lot of people are kind of going through this.
Right.
And what it is that for whatever reason, however long ago, they got out of the DS thing or BDSM completely, or they just, maybe they weren't even having sex and they weren't in relationships and they weren't even thinking about this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And here you are a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years later going, I think I'm ready to be back.
Right.
And I'm starting this process. Mm-hmm. And then immediately with good reason. And I think I feel really good about people who have this thought of, holy shit, how do I do this and not fuck it up? Like I automatically think better of a person who is worried that they could fuck it up because it is so serious and it can so easily be messed up. You know, not that I want everybody to walk around thinking they're incapable of doing this thing, but that if you are worried about it from the outset, then you have already started off on the right foot because you're going to at least do your best to do your best. Like you're going to make mistakes because that's human nature.
Correct.
But you're not going to make, you're not going to blunder in because you didn't care. You're not going to blunder in out of some sort of ego trip. Like you're stepping back into this going, oh crap, this is a difficult thing. Or, oh crap, what have I forgotten? Or, oh God, how have things changed? How do I do this right?
Yeah. Well, my belief on that is at the core of who you are, whether it's a big D or a little S, I think at the core, it's kind of like riding a bicycle.
Mm.
Okay. You never really completely forget how.
I don't think so either. I think you can, I think a few things happen. First of all, it all depends on how long ago it's been. Right. So memories fade or memories get glossy. And so parts of what you remember are either the really good things or the really bad things. Mm-hmm. And you filter out the rest of the memories. So if you took a break from all of this because you went through a devastating breakup or you dealt with major drama in your community or there was something that was big and negative, I would not be surprised if when you look back, what comes to mind first is likely very negative. And so then you're worried that, oh God, I'm walking back into a negative situation. Whereas if you had to take the break from the DS and BDSM thing, because not because you wanted to, because you ran screaming from it, but because life just intervened, you had a baby or you had a sick spouse or partner, or you had a family member you had to take care of, or right. just life, something about life got in your way.
Life happens.
Right. But it wasn't, you didn't walk away because something bad happened. You sort of were forced away from it mm-hmm. for a time. I would imagine that some people would look back and would remember most of the positive stuff more than the negative stuff. Like memories hazy.
You would hope. Unfortunately, human nature, it's easier to remember the bad.
Well, absolutely. And that's my point. If you left because of a negative reason, I have no doubt that most of your memories are probably not very good. But if you were forced out because life took over and you really are desperate to get back, mm-hmm. I think it is way easier to remember the really good stuff and kind of forget some of the negative that occurs. If yeah. your experience was overall very positive the first time around, that will likely be what you focus on most. And so wherever you are in that spectrum and wherever you fall with why you backed away and why you're coming back in, you have to remember that, okay, no matter how bad you remember it, there was definitely good or you wouldn't want back in.
Right.
And no matter how good you remember it, there's definitely some negative things that you need to be aware of to try to traverse and not, you sure. know, not get knocked over by those things. So it's neither all one thing or all another. Nothing is. Yeah. God, pardon the phrase. There's so many shades of gray. I have to say I am really pissed off at E.L. James for like using that, because now every time, I used to say that all the time. I don't think of the world in terms of black and white. It's all shades yeah. of gray. And now I can't say it without it being a reference to that. And I hate that. So, and the other thing is, you know, we talked about how maybe you had drama, maybe you had a bad breakup. And I have talked to people who have awful, awful experiences, either with multiple partners in a row or just one really bad breakup. And they go, that's it. I'm not doing this anymore. And yeah. I'm gone. And my heart always hurts for them, but they have to do what's right for them too. But, you know, so that is, from my experience with talking to other people, that is kind of common. But it also, mm-hmm. there's the other side, you know, you had kids or somebody got sick or life, something happened with your life. But there is also, and I'm seeing this more and more, I don't know, I have no clue how common it is, but I know it happens, where you were DS, you and your partner, you're still together. You were DS, you were into BDSM, you were into kink. Maybe you didn't even use those words, but that's essentially what you were doing. And something happened within your relationship or your life or just the situation you're in, and you got away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as a relationship, you're coming back into it. Like, there is that as well. It's not that you're out there looking for another partner. You're also trying to navigate what you have with your current partner.
Yeah.
And it's like, we were kinky, then we weren't. Oh, here we are again.
Right.
Right.
Let's give this a go again.
Right. So there are all kinds of reasons. And those are just the ones we can think of. Like, I have no doubt somebody out there is listening going, well, that none of that applies to me, but here's why I left and why I'm coming back. And
mm-hmm.
so it can happen for any reason. There's things to navigate through all of it.
Yeah.
We cannot, in an episode like this, get down into those really, really deep details, because it's all about your personal situation and where right. you're at in life and how you identify and what kind of community you want to join and what, you know, do you have an existing partner you're navigating this with, or are you single, or, you know, but I think we can give you some general guidelines to help you. And if nothing else, have you walk away from this episode realizing that, one, you're not alone. Other people are going through this too.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it is absolutely possible to come back if that's what you want to do.
Correct.
And hopefully have it be better than when you were doing it before. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the ideal situation.
Absolutely. You know, coming back into it, you know, let's face it, there are times we all pick up bad habits.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And coming back into it, you can look at it as a fresh start,
mm-hmm.
and you know, shed some of those bad habits.
You can kind of, I mean, especially if you are looking back at your first time with BDSM and kink and you're thinking, oh, why did I do those things? Why were those the decisions I made? Right? Because yeah. Age and time and life experience, we might not deep down in our core maybe fundamentally change, but on the outside, I mean, that's a whole other debate we could have in a totally different mm-hmm. episode. But based on just the things that happen to us in life, if you have the ability to go inside yourself and be a little introspective, just a little bit, you change over time. The way,
sure.
I mean, just the fact that you survive hard things, come out of them, and, you know, are still a relatively decent human mm-hmm. being, you have been changed by that, and you can approach the next thing in a new way.
You know, life is all about that. Change happens.
And if you can even either embrace it or let it knock your ass down.
Right. It's inevitable that things in some way are going to change. It's all a part of growth and
right.
growing. So, you know, yeah, you can fight it tooth and nail, but it's going to happen.
Right. And, you know, some changes are things we truly don't want to change. Most changes right. are things we don't want to change. And some are tragic. Some are the loss of love and life
yeah.
and things that if we could rewrite that in a heartbeat, we would. And some things are, it's just the nature of
right.
life
and
moving
another,
forward.
Another change can be change that you actually want, things that you,
yes,
you know,
yes.
are working for and striving for in your life.
Right. And I think our thinking is, I think we're on the same track on this, is that change is going to happen no matter what. And some of it will crush you. Some of it will break
mm-hmm.
your heart. Once you get past that grief that you
right.
deserve to feel, it is what it is. I hate that expression, but it is a useful one. And now what do you do with it?
Yeah.
And who are you
right.
from that? So now here you are. You've had your past experience in BDSM, kink, DS, whatever, however you approached it before. You've had this span of time from a little bit, a year, maybe, to decades, and you're back. And you
yeah.
are not, at this point, the same person exactly who left the lifestyle before.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that time frame, you've had experiences, you've had life, you've had things happen to you, you've done things.
Yeah.
You come at it from a different perspective, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
than you did the first time around. And that perspective can be beneficial.
Right. I'm just going to interject some here. I'm going to quote a line from a song.
Oh, goodness. Are you going to sing it?
No, I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to quote it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The line says, change isn't permanent, but change is.
That's deep thinking. They were stoned when they came up with that, weren't they?
No.
Damn.
No.
Who's? What song is that from?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to see if any of our listeners know the lines and...
Somebody Google that for me. If I Google it in front of him, I'll get in trouble.
Yes, you will. So
say it again for somebody who didn't catch it.
Change isn't permanent, but change is.
Please somebody Google that and tweet at us.
And, you know, I have carried that line with me for a good part of my life.
Yeah.
And it's helped me deal with change because it's true. You know, anytime something changes, it's not permanent. Because
no.
it will change again.
Absolutely.
But the fact that it will change at some point, that kind of is permanent. Change is always going to happen. Change
exactly.
is always going to occur.
Exactly. And we will not always handle it the way we would love
no.
to handle it on paper.
No.
When it happens to us, sometimes we'll react badly, and sometimes we deserve to react
yeah.
badly. But that's our point. You had your experience in BDSM, DS, kink at a certain point in your life. You got away from it for whatever your reasons. Everything you went through from that moment to now has affected you, has changed you, has shifted your perspective, has changed your patterns of behavior. at your core, like I said, a whole other episode could talk about, do people at their core truly change?
Mm-hmm.
That's a philosophical discussion. But but how you interact with the world, assuming you are a relatively remotely healthy human being, that has changed, okay? So here you are now, all these years later, and you are entering DS. And what's funny is when we started talking about this episode, we actually thought we were going to talk about it from the perspective of dominance, because that's who we had heard from. And then, of course, the more we started thinking about it, it's not a dominant thing or a submissive thing.
It's an all around thing.
Exactly.
It's an everybody thing.
So the nature of how you tackle this will be dependent upon everything, but part of that will be your own personality, the way you move through the world, and yes, probably the role you assume. You know, mm-hmm. if you are the dominant, you may look at it in one way, and if you're submissive, you may tackle it in a different way, and if you're a switch, well, then it's all up for grabs. So we're purposely not necessarily talking about specific roles, because we think that this is, in general, a person thing. It's not a role thing. It's just you're coming back. And I would also say that if for anybody who's on the other side of this, meaning you can feel yourself walking away or pushing away from the lifestyle, and maybe you're happy about it. Maybe it's been miserable. Maybe it's bittersweet. Maybe you are fighting it, but you can feel it happening anyway. Hopefully this will be the proof for you, the encouragement for you, that nothing is permanent.
Right.
Nothing is permanent. You can take the break you need. You can take the time away to handle other things if that's what you need to do. And you can come back when the time is right. And hopefully only when the time is right. And that's what we're hoping for people who are easing back into things now, that for you the time is right. Whatever the situation was that affected you before, that has been dealt with in whatever way, or the bad feelings that you had that made you walk away from it, they have diminished enough that you are remembering the good again. Mm-hmm. And for some of you, I have a feeling it is an urge. I know, trying to imagine now not being John Brownstone submissive or in a relationship as a submissive, I can't actually fathom it. So I would imagine that if I got away from it, the urge would come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, the urge would come back. So, because for me, that's how I identify. I am a submissive woman in a relationship. So if I mm-hmm. want to be in a relationship, even if it doesn't start out with me as a submissive, I'm going to go there because that's part of who I am.
Well, and it's understandable. Even myself, when Mina and I went our separate ways that time years ago, it was very difficult for me.
Mm.
And I did not just want to turn around and immediately find another submissive.
Sure.
I was just like, you know, no, I kind of, not that I turned my back on DS, but I kind of took a back seat to it.
Sure, sure. And it for people who express their kink or BDSM or that part of who they are through a DS relationship and only that way, so you're not looking for play partners and you're not playing mm-hmm. online and you do it in a relationship style, then you might be from a breakup. You might just sort of be forced to take a break from it all.
Yeah.
And until you're ready or until you find the right person that you're willing to go through that with, because if you've done it once before, you already know it's a lot of hard work. It's usually worth it when the relationship is good. It's definitely worth it. But you have to commit to that. You have to go, okay, I'm willing to take on the hard work of this. So yeah, I could see where that would absolutely happen, where it's not that you're not interested in it anymore, but the partner you were with is mm-hmm. is not a part of your life anymore, and you're not ready yet for a new partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes as long as that takes.
Correct.
I really, truly feel, after having observed people out in the wild, that I wish it took longer for most of them.
But everybody's different.
Right. But I think if some people would let it take a little bit longer, they might be okay.
Yeah.
Just saying. So the first thing, and we did write a blog post on it, and I kind of wrote it off really quick. I wanted it to be really punchy and really short, like
mm-hmm.
whatever. So this is the time to have the full conversation. So some of these things are repeats from the blog post, which we will link in the show notes page. But the first thing that came to mind when I was thinking about this.
Now I'm ready. Let's get back on that bicycle.
you never got off the bicycle. We are on a tandem bike, okay? I'm so sorry. You do not get to get off the bicycle. You don't get to stop pedaling.
My legs hurt.
Well, suck it up, okay? You and me, we're on a tandem bike. It's just how it is. Anyway, for our audience members who are ready to get back on the bike. So the first thing that came to mind when we talked about this between the two of us was for, especially if somebody's been gone for, like, we've heard from people it's been like 5 years, 10 years. Yeah. It can feel like when, if you weren't online looking for kinky people and you go online now, I'm pretty sure it can feel like a whole new fucking world. Different world, right? Out there. I mean, I think of what it was like in 2012 when I just sort of figured out that kink existed and, oh yeah, I'm kinky. Mm-hmm. And then I think now I'm thinking, I don't know that I could navigate the way it's sort of done now. But the thing that I keep thinking about is no matter how different the tools are and the methods might seem, things are not as different as you think they are.
No. The websites may be different, but...
Right. You know. You might use dating apps to talk to people. You might use Facebook now and go to a secret BDSM group. Yeah. And you're thinking back 5, 10 years, you can't imagine having done that. Yes, the methods may change over the years. Mm-hmm. But you have to start talking to somebody and see if they are kind of interesting and receptive. Those things don't change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that it should move a little slow and you should get to know somebody first, that does not change.
Okay? I mean, that's I think the most important thing. You know, don't be in a rush. I think what can happen when you have been away for a while and you finally make that decision, you know, I want to go back. It's almost like someone new discovering the lifestyle, it can almost be like a form of sub frenzy or dom frenzy.
Just thinking that, okay? Like, yeah, as a submissive, because, I can,
you know,
see it.
Yeah, I'm ready for this. Bring it all on, you know.
Right, I'm gonna make questionable decisions, but hey, I'm gonna get to be kinky.
Yeah, you know, no, take your time. I think that's the most important thing. You know, step in slowly. Do your research again. You know,
exactly. I think.
You want to get, you know, yes, at the core of who you are, you still have those dominant or those submissive feelings and urges. But, you know, it's like a muscle that hasn't been used in a while.
Right.
You know, you don't go out to the gym with the goal of, you know, bench pressing 300 pounds and start out with 300 pounds.
Right. You have to work your way up to it.
You work your way up to it, back up to it. So, you know, you need to take small steps.
Right. But I put this in my notes because I wanted to make sure we touched on it. Treat yourself a little bit like a newbie, meaning go in, do your research again, start slow, start small. Some of you I know are hearing this after you have gone through and it's not been slow or small. That's okay. You can always slow down your pace even now, okay?
Yeah.
You can slow down at any point you want. And if you've already rushed headfirst in, okay, you're cool. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Everybody breathe.
You can tap the brakes.
Right, exactly. Tap the brakes. So, yeah, treat yourself a little bit like a newbie. Go maybe read some of the things that are geared towards newbies, but feel... not confident, maybe confident. I would not be, but that's me personally. Feel okay about what you do know, because your experiences, no matter how long ago they occurred, no matter how different the world seems between then and now, your experiences count, okay?
Yeah.
You lived through those experiences. They affect your outlook on the lifestyle. They affect your outlook on life, on relationships. Your experiences are valid, whether they were great experiences and you remember them fondly, or they were not great experiences, but hopefully you learned something from them, okay? So do not discount what you knew or did from 5 or 10 or 2 years ago, okay? That is all a part of who you are.
Right.
And it is, you are now, whatever you're learning now or re-remembering now or taking back in, you are just adding to it.
Right.
That's your base.
You had that foundation, okay? And you take what you knew then and now you're building on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think this goes back to your sort of training metaphor. I'm thinking of it in terms of kinky fuckery mostly, but practice, 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 okay?
Yeah.
If you were a rigger 10 years ago, but you have not picked up rope in 5 years, treat yourself a little bit like a newbie. Some of that's muscle memory. You'll start doing it.
And you'll pick up that right. rhythm right away.
So will you need less practice than somebody who just discovered that rope exists yesterday? Yeah, but you still need practice. It does remind me, and this is very stereotypical, and I know that, but it always reminds me of, usually it's somebody about my age to your age, so late 30s to mid 50s, who's like, you know, I used to run in high school. Never mind, I haven't run in 20 years. I'm going to go run 2 miles today. Mm-hmm. And then they're just like flat on their back and they can't even move the next day.
Right.
That you start too fast, you will either hurt yourself, hurt your partner, or scare the hell out of somebody, you or them.
Yep.
So slow down, take your time. If we're really honest with ourselves, anybody who can remember far enough back to remember what it felt like to be new, for some of you that is a month ago, and for some of you that's 20 years ago. But if you think back to what it felt like to be new, you remember the rush, you remember the excitement, you probably remember the impatience. But if you look over the arc of how long you've been doing it, whether mm-hmm. it's a year or 5 years or however long, you can see that you will get to where you're going. You don't have to do it all on day one.
Right.
You don't all have to do everything you want to do from the first moment. Take your time. Some people get very snarky online about calling this a journey. You can just hear their eye roll through the tweet. But it is a fucking journey.
It is.
It's a path you're on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not quite the Bilbo Baggins going on the Hobbit
going on
adventure. Going on an adventure. but for some people, it is. So this is hopefully, if this is what you want it to be, it's a long-term path. So you've got from now until whatever forever is. Forever is not actually infinite. Forever is until it ends. But you've got that time. Take your time. Make sure that everything is meaningful. If you try to rush through it all, somebody's going to get hurt, whether that's mentally, physically, or emotionally. You're going to get overwhelmed. You are more likely to question whether things are going right or wrong.
You know, here, that just made me think of something. And here, you know, if you rush through something, one of the stories I read for
Masturbation Monday.
One of the things I liked about it that really struck me is how this person, and this was actually a true story, how they were in the moment.
Mm.
They you know, they weren't thinking about what happened in the past. They weren't thinking ahead to the future. They were living that moment, okay? And they were enjoying it. They were soaking in every drop of what was being experienced between those two people.
And I think more of us should probably be like that.
Yeah.
I will not pretend that I am always like that.
It's hard to be that way. You have to, you have to actually, I almost want to say fight.
Sure.
Okay.
The instinct mentally,
you know, focus that
energy.
That energy to that point, because it's so easy for us to think, you know, what has happened, what's going to be, and it's very, very hard to focus on the exact moment.
Somebody out there correct me, because I might be calling this the wrong thing, but it's a mindfulness sort of practice.
Yes.
And
yes.
It is a practice, a little bit like yoga practice. Nobody ever gets perfect at it. You have to work at it all the time. And yes, it is, it's mindfulness. And it's a skill that you have to sort of learn. But when it can happen accidentally, I think that's when you know the proof of it, that it's a good thing.
It's like an epiphany.
A little bit, yeah. Obviously, if I'm in the moment, I do not recognize it as it's happening.
True.
It's when I look back and go, oh gosh, I was completely in that moment. And here's how I know when I'm in the moment.
Okay.
I'm not writing blog titles in my head. I am not thinking to myself, remember this so you can write about it later.
Yeah.
I am just experiencing it. And quite frankly, from a kinky fuckery level, that is when I go into subspace. Once I am in the moment, Sometimes I can be there myself. Sometimes the level of our kinky fuckery gets me there. It's so intense. It's so this. Mm-hmm. It's so that. That is where I have experienced.
Well, that's the same. That's the same for me. When I go into dom space.
But it's the trying to bring that ability outside of play. I think. Yeah. I think you will. If you can get to that place in play, you will recognize the feeling, hopefully, when you look back, mm-hmm. so that you can maybe get there in your everyday life. Every once in a while, for a while, it's been several months, but for a while, I was practicing accidentally, certainly not with any technique or knowing what the hell I was doing. I was practicing mindfulness, and the way I figured out what was happening is I would be doing a thing or sitting in the car or whatever, and my mind would go completely silent. My mind is never completely silent, okay? I wasn't thinking about what had been, what could be, what would be, what will be. I wasn't making lists. I was just there, and it was so peaceful, and it was so quiet, and it got too quiet. And so my mind went...
got scared, didn't it?
You're not thinking about anything. And then I snapped myself out of it because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not thinking about anything. And the wheel started to turn, and I was... outside of that moment of mindfulness. Mm-hmm. But on a different, it would be wonderful if we could all get to that mental place where everything's quiet in and out of DS. But in a way of discussing it with DS, if you can get to that level and live your life that way, more power to you and teach me your ways. But I think what we mean is to recognize that you are dealing with this part of getting back into the lifestyle in this moment, and deal with the moment in front of you, and don't necessarily worry so damn much about what you expect to be doing 5, 6, 7 steps ahead. Even necessarily one step ahead, you know, quite as much as the thing you're doing right now.
And another piece of that also is don't try to force it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Don't try to make it happen.
Or make it be the thing you imagine in your head.
It to be. The best way to let that happen, and this is also another hard thing to do, let it happen organically.
Yes.
Okay. Not to say that you shouldn't be out there, you know, not to say you should just sit back and, you know, it's just going to happen.
Magically. I never actually have to interact with people.
It's not going to work that way. You know, you have to put yourself out there and do something, but don't try to force it. It will happen as it's meant to be.
How many times, and I think this has happened to all of us at least once in our life, and for many of us, way more times than one. How many times have we met a person and we've seen one or two really great things about them, and then the rest of the things we're like, oh, no, no. And sometimes they're legitimate things and sometimes they're petty things. That's not the point. Mm-hmm. You come across somebody and there's one or two things that you're kind of okay with them on, and then the rest, maybe you hate it about them. And you say to yourself, oh, I can get past this. Oh, it'll be okay. Oh, this won't bother me later. Or I can change this. I can make this different. I can make this work. And how many times has that relationship ended either with a whimper or a fiery blaze? Or have you found, or do you find currently yourself in a relationship where you look around and you go, how the hell did I get here? Why am I here? I don't think this is where I even want to be. Why? Because we are trying to force things to fit that don't necessarily fit.
Right. You can't go ahead. Put a square peg in a round hole.
Right. Now, that does not mean that you can't, that the partnership between you and another person, or even you and multiple people, doesn't need some finessing, doesn't need some compromise, you know. Somebody can learn to pick their damn towels up off the floor. That's not the kind of thing we're talking about. It's the down to the bare bones essentials. You look at a person and you think, no, I would not talk to this person if they approached me on the street as a stranger. What the hell are you doing with them then? Yeah. You know? So we, in an effort to not feel alone or to not feel like a failure when it comes to life or whatever the reasons are, we will often we've all done it at least once, unless you've somehow found, married, and have lived, you know, many, many years with your childhood sweetheart in pure bliss. Everybody has experienced this on some level. You wanted it to work. You thought you could come up with all the reasons why it should work if you made major changes to yourself or to the other person, and it still didn't work. Why? Because you were trying to force it, mm-hmm. and it wasn't meant to be. And sometimes when you wait for the thing that fits organically, yeah, it needs some massaging. Yeah, you gotta like work off maybe a couple of rough edges. But when it fits naturally, sometimes it means you spend a lot of time alone or a lot of time in more casual relationships that you're not trying to turn into a permanent thing. Right. You're just having a good time, and you know that's what it is. That's how you sometimes go through life until you come across the person who is the natural fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went on a little rant there, didn't I?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. So the other thing I want to talk about, because we are talking about, we have been talking about primarily people who are single or have ended relationships and they're getting back into kink and they're looking for new partners or they're looking for new people to play with. But there are those people that you're in a relationship with each other. You just haven't done your kink thing in a long time. Mm-hmm. And now one or both of you has looked at each other and gone, yeah, we totally need to do that again. And that is, I think the same rules to a certain extent still apply. Take your time, do right. your research, practice, practice, practice. But there's another thing that is true for any type of relationship. I think it's okay. true if you've been vanilla forever and now you're going to DS.
Do tell.
And it's true in this situation. This is, okay, my perspective, take it as you will.
Uh-oh.
If you have had communication issues, trust issues, bad feelings, major problems that affect your relationship, you have got to deal with those things.
Yes.
Switching over to DS will not fix that it. Automatically. No. It will actually most likely enhance those problems.
If you've had, like you just said, for example, if you've had communication issues in your relationship and you want to go to DS to try and fix that, it will not fix it.
No.
What you need to do, it can be, if you do it properly and you find the resources on how to become a better communicator.
Absolutely. And if you do it in a mindful way. So you're like, okay, let us both be honest with each other. Right. We are shit at communicating. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. We know this. Here is this model, whatever model you've picked for whatever DS speaks to you, about how to do this thing.
Right.
We have to, if we're going to learn this thing, we have to learn how to communicate, yes. which means both parties have to be realistic about what that means, that there will be misunderstandings and there will be bad tapes. We've talked about that mm-hmm. in the past. Let me make a note. I will link to the bad tapes episode.
There will be forward momentum, but there will also be steps backwards.
Exactly. So you have to, at the bare minimum, before you jump back into your kinky life with your partner, you have to be able to acknowledge, here are the things we're not so hot at. And it requires some introspection on your part. It cannot always be completely and totally your partner's fault.
Mm-hmm.
If you can look at your life and look at your partner and can legitimately, objectively, through the help of even an objective third party, go, oh yeah, most of our problems are my partner's fault. I'm not sure the DS is going to fix that or kink is just going to fix that. I think you might be dealing with a bigger problem.
Right.
For the most part, okay, assuming it's a relatively decent, mostly happy, content relationship, any problems you have are totally two-sided, okay? Maybe your partner doesn't communicate very well, but you don't have any patience, or you don't listen very well, or you both don't communicate well, or one of you has done some bad acts that eroded trust. And the other of you behaved in a not so healthy way as a result of that. Like, it's very rare that in generally okay relationships that one person is totally at fault. Okay. We all play our part in these things. So you're going to have to admit that there is a problem. You're going to have to be able to at least say what you think it is. If it's a serious one, I absolutely recommend that you deal with that before you ever try kink or DS, especially a power exchange like DS. And it is going to be difficult, and sometimes it's going to be painful, and you're going to have to look at a partner who you desperately want to dominate or submit to, whichever side of the slash you're on, and you're going to have to say hard things like, you know that shitty thing you did 2 years ago? It still pisses me off, and we got to work on it. Maybe you shouldn't say it like that, but maybe you should. I don't know. Okay. So do not, please, this is in general, wherever you're at on the, we're in a relationship and we're going into DS, whether it's brand new to you or you're coming back to it after a break, it will not just automatically fix everything.
No.
If.
But it's like anything else. It can help. It can be a tool.
Absolutely.
Okay? But you have to be willing to put in the time and effort.
Right. If what the problem really is that you have not been living the role that suits you best, mm-hmm. you will find that finding that role and yeah. figuring out how to embrace it will absolutely help. But if your issues are about trust and honesty and communication and consent okay. and all of that, no. DS will not automatically fix it. It will not.
Okay. I think we need to...
What, did I go on a rant again? Telling me that I need to wrap this shit up?
Let's put it this way. I could have taken my coffee and my e-cig and gone have a moment.
Well, if you feel the need to do that, you do what you need to do. I'm supportive of that. And also, I think that's a big thing to mention. But you did say the other day, we probably maybe should do another full episode on just purely on communication because it's such
absolutely.
A big one. So we will
absolutely.
Figure that out.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I just actually even scribbled some stuff down while you were ranting.
While I was ranting? Hey, yes. There are some people who like it when I rant.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's not everybody, but still there are some people.
I understand.
So the next, I'm going to combine my next two bullet points because they kind of go together.
Okay.
But the first one is my personal, it's my baby, it's my favorite one.
Oh.
When you're getting back into things, mm-hmm. join or rejoin your community. Now,
yes.
we y'all know, if you've listened to any amount of episodes, we recommend your local community. And we do say that as people who run an online community, that we recommend your local community. For some of you who that's not an option for different reasons.
Some people, yeah.
We know that is legitimate. That happens. Then yes, an online community. Would we love it to be ours? Of course we would. You have to go with what fits you though and what fits your life. So the reason for this is that even though you did this before, and you took your break and you're coming back, it is still easy to feel isolated even when you know that you're not the only one out there. And depending on how long it's been or where you were in life the first time around, you might not have been as connected to your local community that first time around. And you might not have really gotten a good idea that, oh, wait, I'm not the only one doing these kinky things with people. So being around a community, one, it gives you more resources of, you know, places to ask questions and get information. It puts you in touch with whatever your local community is doing.
Right.
If they're offering classes and discussions that you can go to, meetings mm-hmm. you can go to, if there's a local dungeon where you can observe play again to kind of remind yourself, or you can meet people or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's really why we when you can, when it works for you, we definitely recommend the local community.
Right.
But just being around other like-minded people can be extremely uplifting and gratifying and normalizing so that you go, oh, that's right. I am not the only one who, you know, wants to put my partner on a leash and drag them around the living room. Okay, good. I feel better about this. So I gave somebody an idea. since we have not had a lot of kinky fuckery in our life lately, I'm okay with whatever ideas I give you. And then the other part of that is to do your research and use it. You know, it's not like you have to hit the books and go to the library like back in the day in school, but just whether you're a reader or a listener, you know, there are options out there. We are not the only podcast.
Right. There's a lot of resources out there. You know, we are not the one and only. You know, there's other podcasts. God knows there's a lot of books out there.
And if you're not, for different reasons, if reading does not work for you, a lot of books these days have gone into audiobooks.
Yes.
There are YouTube videos. There's entire channels devoted to it. Oh, gosh, I can't think of the channel name now. I know it's Watts. Watts the... I can't think of the rest of it. It's W-A-T-T-S. And they... run, like, they work in an adult shop and they're very, very kinky, and there's DS elements and BDSM and I think they're I know they're two men in a relationship, and then there's a third, I don't remember, but it's a great channel. You can tell I'm spending a lot of time on YouTube watching them, but I have loved every, what's the safe word? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Love them. And they talk about different things, and it's in video form. So they talk about their kink relationships. They talk about their kinks in general. They are awesome. I will link to them for anybody who's looking for video. They're a great channel. That's my point. The resources are out there.
Right.
But when you join a community, you are put in touch with another resource of just real people who are going through it themselves, and you can ask your questions, right, and you can get feedback, and you can get different perspectives. You might not go with the advice you get or the way somebody else handled it, but it's at least a reminder that, oh yeah, I'm not the only one going through this.
I mean, things change, obviously. I can honestly say when I first stepped into the local community years ago, there was no, don't take this personally. Nobody knew what a baby girl was.
they still don't know what a baby girl is.
Well, yeah, that's still questionable. But, yeah, I mean, baby girls didn't exist at that time. Furries didn't exist, which is a big thing in the kink community.
And it was
now.
One of those things is I don't think that they didn't exist. They just weren't.
They weren't as visible, maybe.
Can you be mainstream in a not mainstream group?
Right.
Within any group, there will be the things that are considered, quote, normal, which is not the right word, but that's the one I got. And then things that people just don't even talk about or don't know about. And even now in the local community, and I think, I don't think this is true of every local community, and I think it's based on the average age and where you are and how big of an area and how big of a community. But I still will go into one of our munches and have somebody, not necessarily directed at me, but somebody who'll go, you know, I still just don't understand this DDLG thing. Like, can somebody tell me what the hell this daddy dom little girl, and they might even understand the daddy dom part. They're like, what's this little girl shit about? And I'm like, I guess I'll be the spokesperson, except that's like a huge dynamic that encompasses all genders and all sexualities and different types of play and different ways of being. And, oh, do you have 2 hours for me to talk to you about this?
Yeah.
So it's things will definitely, depending on how long it's been, will definitely feel like they have changed a lot depending on your community.
Right.
Because, yes, I think people are... We are at a time in this part of life and history where people are understanding that everything is on a spectrum and everything is highly individualized and labels are almost meaningless. I use labels as a starting point and then I make them mean what I want them to mean.
Yeah.
Like I make the I don't fit myself to the label, I fit the label to me. For me, baby girl fits, right?
Right.
Based on how I understand it. But so there are, it will likely feel like there's a lot of new types of people there. They were always there before. They just didn't have names to give you. They didn't have a description of what they were and what they liked. So things really haven't quite changed, I think, as much. I think we just have better language about it. And we know we're learning how to talk about these things better. And more people are coming forward and feel more comfortable saying, yes, this is who I am. And it looks nothing like what you might have seen 10 years ago.
Right. And that's a good thing, too, because, you know, coming back into lifestyle, especially if you've been out for a number of years, I think it's a good time to do a reassessment of yourself.
Yes.
You know, what kinks you liked 5-10 years ago may not be that exciting to you anymore.
You might not even be able to physically do them
anymore.
Well,
there is that. there may be kinks back then that you didn't like that now you may have an interest in.
There may be things that nobody was really talking about several years ago, and now they will sound new to you. You know, you will think, I had never heard of that before.
Right.
And part of that is not that the information wasn't out there. It was that you either did not have access to it or that it had not gone, like I said, we're not a mainstream group, but mainstream within the non-mainstream. There's this expression there and I don't know what it is. So yeah, kind of come at it with a little bit of fresh eyes and be willing to realize that you still have plenty to learn because we all have plenty to learn. Even those of us who have not taken any breaks, still learning all the time. I come across something and I go, oh, and sometimes that's a good, oh, and sometimes that's a, not my thing. You do you.
And you know, if 5 years ago, 8 years ago, you read a book like The Loving Dominant, okay, it'd be worth it to pick up pick it up again, mm-hmm. because he has actually updated.
He did update that book. And his partner, who wrote that with him, has now written her own books since.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's got several titles.
So, if you thought that was a worthwhile book back then, it's worthwhile to pick it up again because it's been updated to reflect many of the changes that have occurred.
Exactly. And it's worth it to look at what's come out in the past few years because there are new voices and new perspectives. Correct. And new ways of thinking about these yep. things. And the whole process of it is what it was, however long ago it was when you first discovered it before you took your break. It is a journey and it's a process and it's a path that we're on. And none of us stay the same. We've talked about it in past episodes. The person, the dominant or submissive you were with that former partner, assuming you're not with a current right. partner now, is going to be different. And I would love to hear from somebody who's experienced it to have an idea for sure. But here's what I'm, if I'm a betting person. You're one of those, was in a relationship, you did the kink thing, you stopped for however long, you're getting back into it. There's a good chance, depending on how long it's been, you're not quite the same dominant or submissive you were that first time around.
That's very true.
There might be a lot of similarities. Certain things may just not change, but
yeah.
But you both have changed. Right. So it doesn't matter if you're single or in a relationship, you are not quite the exact same dominant or submissive, and you should not treat necessarily the next DS relationship you have or play partner you have, like you did all those years ago. No. You've got to treat them like they're an individual.
They are their own individual. They have their own.
And remember that you too have changed. And that's correct. Okay. As long as you've got consent and you're communicating yeah. and you're acting with integrity and you're trying to be true to who you are,
mm-hmm.
even if you're not quite sure what the fuck that means yet. Then you're on the right path. You're going to yeah. make missteps. Things aren't going to go the way you plan. You're going to screw up. They're going to screw up. That's yeah. normal. That's just, you're
learn
not going to get.
Learn from your mistakes.
Exactly. And keep moving forward. If this is yeah. what you want, keep moving forward. And if you've got to mm-hmm. take a break, then take a break.
The path may diverge from the one you originally started on, but that's okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. So, are we good?
I don't know about that. I'll let other people decide. But I think I have said all I wanted to say. I went through my whole bullet point list.
I know.
Haha, there we go. Like a real grown-up.
Yeah.
So, we do have a bonus section because we did get a postcard.
Yes, we did.
We got other mail, too, but I won't know what that is until after this episode's recorded. And we have, like, a couple of little things to talk about. And yeah. I know, because there's been some stuff going on for us in yeah. our physical local community.
Yes.
Crazy. Uh-huh. Okay. So we're going to do a bonus section.
Okay.
So we're done.
We're done.
We're done.
We're good.
Okay. For the people who do not care about the bonus section.
At least for now. Yeah.
Well, we try to be.
Yeah.
That's all we can be.
Okay. Ready?
I guess.
Okay. Keep it kinky, y'all.
We'll see you next week. Daddy. Daddy.
Girl, you need to calm it on down.
Daddy, I gave it 5 seconds. Daddy, Daddy, the crickets are waiting.
Next time we're going to go for 6 seconds, and then we're going to try for 7 seconds.
But think of the crickets, Daddy.
I know.
They're waiting.
All right.
Okay. Yay!
Talk to the crickets. Yay! Hello, crickets.
Hello, crickets. I got an email from somebody the other day, and he was talking about, you know, I had a question. And I think you will be the one to respond to that one.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end, he goes, and I'm one of the ones that listens to the end.
Yeah.
Hello. Okay. So so we got a postcard, and then we got two parcels. And I know we got two parcels because I have two tags in the mailbox mm-hmm. that I have to hand to the mail person
at the counter to get it,
but I went to check the mail and they were not open.
You were too early, yeah.
I was too early, so.
I'll do that later when I
right.
go out.
So if anybody sent anything bigger than a postcard or an envelope, we'll get it.
Or at least it wouldn't fit in the box.
It wouldn't fit in the box. Well, then we just don't have it yet. We do have a postcard, and it is from German Village, Columbus, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And it is from our friend Amadalia.
Yeah.
And Amadalia... FetLife,
mm-hmm.
the community, I think the community.
I was just at her FetLife page last night. She had some really funny Elf on the Shelf pictures.
Oh, that's funny.
That I commented on one of them.
And I can't remember, Amadalia, because I know you're likely listening. Twitter, too? Oh, gosh. But I know you. I know we've had many conversations. So, she was in Columbus for work. So she sent mail, and she was at lunch at, does it say Schmidt's house?
I think so, yeah.
Here's what's funny. She had the second best, and then in quotes, sausage ever. She said, "I can't say the first best sausage on a postcard." And then she winked, and that's my girl.
That says it all.
And what I love is she addressed the card at JB and Kayla, a.k.a. Mr. D, Mrs. BG.
Yep.
I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And there's on the postcard from German Village in Columbus, Ohio, there's a little description. It says, German Village is a historic neighborhood in Columbus, Ohio, just south of downtown. It was settled in the early to mid-19th century by a large number of German immigrants, who at one time comprised as much as a third of the city's entire population.
Wow.
It was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1974, and in 2007 was made a Preserve America community by the White House. So that is very cool. I don't know why, if we would ever go to Ohio, specifically Columbus, but that would be cool.
Yeah.
Considering you're half German.
I know.
Right.
But that's like, what's the other place? Helen, Georgia.
Hmm.
Not hell in Georgia. It's Helen.
Depending on your perspective, well. I've been to Georgia. I have family in Georgia, so I'm very Southern. Y'all know that, but some people might say, yes, hell in Georgia. But much love to our Georgia listeners.
Yes.
I'm thinking of a couple that I know specifically.
But,
we love you.
I believe it's the same type as this. It's a
that is very cool.
Bavarian type town.
Gotcha. And clearly, if we ever go, we need to go have sausage.
Yeah.
Okay. My 12-year-old came out. Sorry. So what else? If you are a Kinky and Curious and Up paid member, by the time this episode goes live, the monthly educational video that we do will be live because we're on top of it this month.
Yes.
I don't know how the fuck that happened. I've started a new podcast for my new project, The Smut Lancer, which is about people who want to create content about sex. So content can be writing. It is, when I talk about it, it's primarily writing, podcasts, videos, whatever you're doing, but it's about sex, whether it's erotica or it's advice or whatever, or your personal story. I've got a whole site devoted to that now called thesmutlancer.com. And I just finally started up the new podcast for that.
Yes.
So the first episode just went live this week. I'm purposely trying to stagger when episodes get dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is on Wednesdays. This one is on Fridays. And you've got a new project that you're about to start, the Masturbation Monday podcast which is going to be freaking awesome. And that one will drop on Mondays.
Right.
So that way I stagger out all these damn podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on. I did have an existential crisis in the kitchen this morning.
Yes, you did.
Oh my God, I was wailing and crying at the sink. I don't regret it. I want to be so put together all the time, and I'm just not. So I have big ass hairy goals, and they feel like they're at the edge of my fingertips. They're right there. And that is primarily to earn a living by talking about sex and BDSM and relationships and in different ways. So through my writing as Kayla Lords, which is way different than the writing I do under my real name, through the community, through Patreon, through the KaylaLords.com website, through all of these methods, through affiliate sales, like through all of these methods, because no one method will be perfect. Well, the problem is that we also have to pay our mortgage and pay the bills. And I'm trying to let go of some things in order to make room to build all of these things we've got with the podcast and the community and all these websites. And my brain was like it was frying out this morning. Like it was static electricity and skipping on the record
I think a good part of that, and I've noticed this is a cycle with you. You've taken on a big project. Okay. Actually, two big projects. Yes, two big projects.
To pay for our plane tickets to Eroticon.
Correct. And I think what happens with you when you get involved with projects like that, when they have a deadline, you tend to get a little anxious.
Oh, yeah. Because I, even though I have never, thank God, knock on wood, I have been a freelance writer since 2014. I have never missed a deadline. Not a hard one. Not one where it's like, that's a client. And if I fuck it up, I lose a client. Never.
No,
and yet,
you haven't.
When I take a project, I am never completely sure I can meet the deadline. Sometimes it depends on the project. The small projects, yeah, I can hit those. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The big, big, gigantic ones that pay good money.
Right.
Yeah, those scare the hell out of me. And yet that, I've not.
And that's part of the reason, too, I have learned through this, especially in the evenings when you're still working on this, there comes a point in time where I say, baby girl, I'm taking the laptop away.
And sometimes I'm like, take it. Just take it.
Right.
I don't even want to look at it.
You fight tooth and nail. And
I know. I'm like, I've got reasons. We have to. I have to keep working.
But I have learned with you that there has to be a cutoff point.
Yeah.
Because you closing the laptop and going right to bed is not a good thing either.
No, I don't sleep.
You need at least a half hour minimum.
Well, and part of it for me has been that I am... soaking in a lot of information out there about running your own business and working from home and not just being a freelancer, but being a business owner. And I have this picture in my head of where I want it to go and what I want it to be like. And it is nothing like that right now. And sometimes it's because it's not going to be like the picture in my head. And sometimes it's because I'm not, that's what I'm working towards, but I'm not there yet. And so my ambitions and my goals are outpacing my reality, which is what should happen, but I am an impatient baby girl. And so therefore I get frustrated and stressed out and scared. I mean, sometimes I'll tell y'all a little secret. Daddy and I were sort of admitting it to each other just a couple weeks ago. Until Dom Signs, Michael, at Dom Signs on Twitter, amazing human being, love him, until he stepped in and started and helped us fix some of the problems with the lovingbdsm.net website, where it was crashing all the time and people couldn't log in and all this stuff was happening. We almost hung it up and said, you know what, we're just a fucking podcast, I'm not doing a community, I'm not doing any of this stuff. And I didn't want that to be the answer. That was not the plan. That's not how I envisioned it. But I just kept thinking, clearly we keep failing at this. Clearly we don't know what the fuck we're doing. And we don't sometimes. We just need to find the people who do. But we both just admitted that to each other, that we were both feeling that way just a couple weeks ago. So this is, we're trying to do big, wild things that I don't really have a model for, not in the, in this side of the world.
There is no model per se. We're kind of treading
virgin ground. It's, yeah, it gets scary sometimes. And
yeah.
I had a moment while I was trying to make my breakfast.
Yeah.
So I'm good now.
Mm-hmm.
So on to the other thing, which is you are talking to the, I don't know, does the organization have a name yet? Is it just co-op?
Just co-op at the moment.
Okay. You are talking to, listening to, I don't know, pick an expression, the vice president, named John Brownstone, and the secretary, named Kayla Lords, of our new local communities, hopefully, if it gets off the ground, co-op.
Right. Yes.
Like, I was like, oh, because our local club is shutting down or has shut down. I'm still not sure. There's some drama in there. It's really weird and complicated when I don't think it had to be and this stuff. So I'd had ideas for what I would love to see in our local community for a while, but no means or method to make it happen. And then we had lunch with our baby girlfriend, my baby girlfriend, and I had all kinds of ideas.
She was just like,
yeah, I think I overwhelmed our friend.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. Like, I wasn't saying you should do all these things. I was like, I see how this could work.
Yeah.
And I still didn't think we had the connections to try and shape that.
Right.
And next thing I know, we're getting asked.
Well, I think she kind of relayed that.
Maybe so. And then that would not surprise me. There are some connections in our local community. I'm always on the outside of stuff like that because I'm always doing my own thing off of my own world. So I miss those sort of things. But now I've been thrust into the connectedness.
Yes.
And I'm kind of okay with it. If mm-hmm. I can, I don't like working with groups of people. I do not like group work or teamwork. It is, I'm a solitary worker, but if I can be a part of it and help shape whatever the next thing is to be more like how I see it in my head. I know I won't get everything I see in my head.
The next metamorphosis.
Right. Then I will be proud of that because it's a way to actually give back to the local community and benefit people in the local community in a way that I would love one day to benefit our online community. So, yeah, that's Mr. Vice President.
Madam Secretary.
I know. I got asked to be the secretary and take the minutes and keep the minutes. And I then couldn't go to the first meeting. I know. That's awful. And I said, it's been many years since I did that. And she said, don't worry. I'll help you out. Thank you. So, and then I wasn't there for it, but you're the one who came home and told me that she looked at the rest of the group and said, and if you have any problem with my vice president, my secretary being married, you better say something now, but it's not going to matter. Thankfully, I think we're mostly fair, decent human beings. I don't know how we would use that to some benefit. I just don't even think that way. My brain doesn't even work that way.
We don't work that way.
And we don't do drama, so we're not going to create any. So yeah, it was, we're still in the very early stages of whatever it's going to be. We don't even know what it's going to be yet. I don't even think we know what we quite want it to be yet. It's fact-finding time, but we're part of that. And it was
right now. It's just in the
conversational research,
conversation
phase.
And research and idea building.
Right, which that's I'm really good at ideas.
Yes, you are.
I don't get a lot of them, but when I do, like they hit like a bolt of lightning, and I can see it from start to finish. Which I read. Yeah. I don't know how true this is. You got to be careful what you read on the internet, y'all. But I read an assessment of the Myers-Briggs, which I love that personality assessment of INTJ, which I am. And they said several things, maybe it came from the same source, have said that when an INTJ person gets an idea, like one that they could actually make work, they see it from beginning to end and all the pieces in the middle, all the steps. And not every idea comes to me that way, but the ones I have made work, every single one of them comes to me that way. Which is why I'm very frustrated and had my existential crisis in the kitchen, because I can see how all of this works and I can't seem to make it happen. Like all the ideas are there. It's just time is not keeping up with this impatient baby girl. So we got a lot going on, because when do we not have a lot going on? I feel like I just need to stop saying we have a lot going on. It's assumed. It's known.
Right? It just is.
It just is. Yep. I had somebody say online. You know when it was said? So we haven't really talked about it here because it feels kind of separate. Or did we talk about it last week? I don't remember. So the top sex blogger
list, we did.
Okay, good. Of 2017. Well, people weren't... I ended up being number one. And that's weird. Yeah, because I posted it on the blog. Okay. But people have said, we're not sure when Kayla sleeps. Y'all, I don't know either. I do. I swear I do.
I wonder myself sometimes.
I get very frustrated. I can't do all the things I want to do. If I could just like get some rich patron to just like keep me in the lifestyle with which I would like to become accustomed to, then I can make all these things happen. But until then, I have to, you know, work like everybody else does.
Yes.
But I'm just trying to change the nature of what work looks like for us.
I know.
You know, I'm trying to make it be the thing that I love doing and I think I'm kind of okay at. Mm-hmm. So I'm just getting impatient.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Well, we've all had a lot. This is a busy time of the year. In and of itself.
In general, for everybody, yeah.
For everybody. This weekend, if you listen to the show on the day it's released, I have two more shows, my last two craft shows.
Yes.
Before Christmas, and I am looking forward
to
the break after this. I don't think I'll be doing any shows in January, maybe only one, if that.
Yeah.
You know, I have been, all my spare time has been out in the shop between making vanilla items, you know, pens and bowls and different things and canes and paddles.
I know, we've got a nice stack of canes and paddles now, which was bothering the hell out of me because it was like, we've run out. We're out. I need you to go make more kinky fuckery things.
Not anymore.
So,
and
yeah.
I've even got... a forward stack of paddles in the shop.
I know. That's, and see, I am so focused on the kinky stuff that I'm like, people want pins? What? Can we just make some more paddles? Yeah. I just need to make some more paddles. So yeah, there's, and you know, and we've been talking to people online, and some people this time of year messes with their head really bad. Yes. And they have to, you know, one of our in-person friends is going through some rough times with her anxiety and her depression. And I know some of our online friends are going through it. The people who are long distance and can't be with the people, you know, their partner at this time of the year because of other obligations. I know how difficult that is. Like, there's people are just going through a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. And it is very easy to get overwhelmed by it. Yeah. And to get down by it. And some of it, it's your brain chemistry. You cannot help. It's just, you can only try to mitigate it. And for others, you know, you've got to... When it's not something that's literally your brain's hardwiring is like on the fritz, the only thing I can ever say is look for the good wherever you can mm-hmm. find it. You know, even if it's in small, stupid stuff and somebody goes, why are you laughing at that reaction gif on Twitter? You know what? Because it fucking makes me laugh. I'm going to have this nice thing right now.
Right.
So, yeah, that's this time of year. It does that to a lot of people, mm-hmm. If for different reasons and in different ways. I assure you, I am on edge every December paying for Christmas presents. I have my whole life because I've never gotten to that place of comfort where you just go buy stuff and you don't really think about it. And most people I know are not there.
Yeah,
so no. That's the other stressor that will get to us all. So yeah, there's a lot going on and we kind of just have to try to be kind to ourselves.
Yeah. And sometimes the best gift you can be to the best gift you can give to somebody is your time.
Absolutely.
Your friendship.
Your attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Genuine, honest, caring attention and time and focus. You don't have, you know what? I tell people this and I mean it. I don't need to be given a gift. I like gifts. I'm a baby girl. We know I like gifts. Okay, let's not pretend. But that's not what I need, you know? If yeah. you're my friend or if you're somebody I love, then what I really need from you is to spend time with you and to have moments and to make happy memories or to do my best to do that.
Those are the best gifts.
Right. Even if it's something small and stupid and it's not perfect, like... I know I can see some of you out there, especially the long distance relationships, you're thinking, but it's not perfect. I'm not right there with them. Well, would you give up the good because you couldn't have the perfect? Would you give up the FaceTime conversation or the Skype conversation mm-hmm. or the text message because you can't have the perfect right now? Of course not. So try to take comfort in the things that make you feel good, even as you know you are striving and working towards and hopefully will one day have what you deem perfect. And once you get there, from some many of you, I have no doubt you will get there and you will have moved on to the next thing in your head that would make things even more perfect. So it's right. It's a never ending thing. So just mm-hmm. yeah, try as best as you can if you're not dealing with just a wonky brain like some of us have to deal with. Just look for the good as best you can. And you know what? For those of us who have our wonky brains for our anxiety or our depression or for me, it's my bipolarness has been kind of quiet lately. Thank God, knock on wood. Anxiety is, she's a bitch. She's taken over. even when it is your own brain working against you, do the best you can. It won't always work. It's hard, I know, but try.
That's all you can do.
Just
sometimes
look for the good
try.
Where you can find
it's
it.
It's there.
It is. It's in really small things sometimes. Mm-hmm. It literally is in the... Oh, look, I thought I was out of shampoo, and I'm not. I don't have to buy anything. Right. Sometimes that's your bright spot. Take it. Take it.
Yep.
So, on that note,
all right.
We love you guys.
Yeah, we love you lots.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. I know that started recently.
Yeah.
Not Jewish, so I'm not like up on that, but I know that just started.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to anybody who celebrates that. Happy Kwanzaa. I always do this, Festivus for the rest of us. That's after Christmas, though, right?
I don't know.
I just know I like saying it because it sounds silly.
Yeah.
So I'm being totally honest. That's why I like it.
Okay.
So however you celebrate this time of year, I hope it's a good one for you.
Right.
Even if it's not a perfect one. Yeah, stay safe out there. Mm-hmm. Not just in kinky life, but
right.
in the rest of life.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
We have to stop talking at some point. You know
yes,
that, right?
Yes, we do.
Damn it. I was having so much fun.
All right. Anyway, thank you all for being here with us. Thank you for listening. We love you.
We love you.
And we'll see you next time.
Yep.